Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar charm.
With a fleet of super bads, his status radar charm.
Afternoons on the Score.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Time for some action. That's the dude. That's the mindset. And when he was the baddest, most dangerous, most feared man on the planet, Iron Mike Tyson, as a young heavyweight, then the idea of him going into a fight like this thing tonight with Jake Paul, which may or may not be a sham and a publicity stunt, I mean, it's all of that. But there's an idea out there, Lawrence, that this thing is sort of fixed or completely fixed. I don't know about you. I got tweeted at last night with a script. Somebody said, look, they found the script to the fight. And it was the five rounds all, like, written up. And I don't believe that that was that. But
well, there was the video of earlier Tyson talking about how he doesn't like people stepping on his feet. And then yesterday, Jake Paul steps on his foot, and then he slaps Jake Paul. And so it, like...
So that part of it feeling staged to you, where he took that...
It's personal now! It's personal now! He must die!
Those girls in the background didn't even flinch. Like, they knew it was coming, too, on the slap.
On the slap of Jake
they
Paul?
They knew it was coming.
I would love... So look. My family, besides me, is filled with academics and creatives, okay? My brother is a creative. He's not really a big sports guy. He was like, hey, are you having, like, a fight party for the Tyson thing? And I'm like, what? I'm like, no. I'm like, what? He's like, I'd be interested in watching that. And I'm like, what? Like, because, you know, he and Mike are around the same age. So because phenomenon Mike Tyson.
It triggered our imaginations in a lot of ways, a lot of people.
But it's so weird because there are people who are really boxing purists. And I used to consider myself kind of a boxing purist. But the game has been dirty. Like, it's been dirty for 140 years.
Sure.
It's been dirty.
I know.
So there's a part of me where I was just like, I give up on wanting to talk about how beautiful it is to fight.
Well, when you're talking about that. The dirtiness, like, Sonny Liston might have taken a dive in Lewiston, Maine. You know what I mean? So, like, that part of it has been going on forever and ever and ever.
And as wrestling, as professional wrestling has risen, and now people understand that they can be entertained by something. It's still real to me, damn it!
Yeah.
That they can be entertained by something if it is well-produced and well-scripted, that maybe the athletic part of it doesn't matter as much. And now we've seen people drift into that.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather may be the greatest defensive fighter of all time.
Uh-huh.
And he went Carnival Barker at the end. And here's Conor McGregor. And let's have this fight where we dance around. And I act like Conor McGregor can actually hit me.
And here's the part of it that reacts to that is that I don't want to believe that Iron Mike Tyson would give into that and just be a freaking pawn in a play tonight.
It's $10 million.
I'm aware. But that dude and that fighting heart, I don't want to believe it. And the other thing is, even if he did agree to it,
that he might go against it, he might break story.
Damn right. That even if he agreed to it, once the bell rings and he is out there and he is in a
fog of war.
In a fog of war, because he is so maniacal and has put that part of him to bed, but that part of him is getting inflamed again here now, that he may not be able to keep himself from being himself and beating the bejesus out of that Joker Jake Paul.
Okay.
And I am here for it.
Okay, so let's run this through then. Then what happened with the slap could be evidence of what you're talking about. Like, in a moment, if that moment was real.
If that moment was real.
If that's legitimate and it's something that Mike put out there to say, I really hate when people step on my feet. And then someone steps on his foot on purpose.
Yeah.
That it may have unleashed
right.
that thing. And then you add it to the interview with Jazzy.
There. Now, here's where we go. How old is this girl?
She's maybe 12.
I mean, I feel
she's been doing this for a long time, though. Like, she's done, like, big events.
Yeah.
I think that she could teach a master's class on how to keep cool.
Oh, yeah.
In a situation like this.
She does a great job keeping cool. But I think this is Mike, you know, obviously, certainly not realizing he's talking to a kid. But also just like unleashing the beast that lurks within. This is Mike Tyson and Jazzy.
In your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody,
true.
You think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Or my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah,
who the
true.
F*** cares?
Oh, poor Jazzy.
And Jazzy is young enough to be his grandkid.
Thank you for sharing that. No one's ever shared that perspective.
No one shared a nihilistic view of life for me before, and perhaps it's valuable.
It's nihilism, but it's also, I wonder if it's 12-step a little bit.
They're 100%.
The 12-step of kill your ego, of like take your ego out of it. Like zoom out and look at your place in the cosmic universe. Like it is so much bigger than us. And that certainly goes against the egocentric, I'm impetuous, I am everything that he was. So, but in the ring, once he gets a little taste of the fire.
And the violence.
He's like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. And, you know, I must admit, I'm hoping that that's what I see.
I'm worried. Because the last thing I want is a split decision going Jake Paul's way, or a moment where Mike Tyson falls to the canvas like Nate Robinson did.
Uh-huh.
And with Jake Paul just kind of buying the credibility. I'd love for it to be real. I'm really worried that it's not. If it is, then great. But feels very gross.
Let's go. Do you have any idea? What time is this fight? 7 o'clock?
I think that's the undercard at 7. Yeah. I'm guessing by 9 o'clock we'll get the,
you think so?
The main event.
Shane, do you have any idea? We're doing live sports on Netflix. They don't do it often. They want me for at least 2 hours. of this evening.
You think?
It's got to be.
Well, let's see if it turns out the way. I hope that it turns out the way that you want, Speece.
Thank
I think
you.
That would make it great. Then again, you have to figure out which thing do you want most this weekend.
Yeah, I can't have both.
I don't think you're going to be able to get both, but we'll see. By the way, speaking of this weekend, the Bears and the Packers are playing this weekend. We're going to get back to talking about that because it's weird how to feel about the Packers or this version of the Packers. We'll explain next. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.